Hi guys, it's Christina. Welcome back to my podcast, Headspace. I'm so glad you're here. I hope you're having a great day, a great week, a great month, all the things. I'm having a rough day. Not necessarily terribly tragic and whatnot, but yesterday me and my friend decided to do go to one of those sweating workout studios, you know, where you go and these little chambers, and it's infrared heat, and it gets you. I was dripping. And we did a Pilates class in that, and that was a 45 minute workout. Pilates, hot Pilates, that's what we did. Not heat Pilates. They also have yoga there too, so I might try that next. But we did that, and then we were sweating, but we didn't really feel a burn, so we decided to do a 15 minute hot cycling HIIT workout. And that killed us. Needless to say, I'm sore today. I feel good though. I feel a good sore. But I woke up with this pinched nerve and the super tenderness along the back of my shoulder blade all the way up to my neck. So I've been trying to fix it all day. I literally took a Epsom salt bath this morning. I iced it. Then I put heat on it. I literally made this makeshift heating pad, because I don't have a heating pad. I've never gotten one. I guess I should get one now. But you put rice in a sock and you heat it up in the microwave, and it does a job. It doesn't stay hot for long enough, but yeah. So I'm just in pain today. But it's okay. I just need to stretch it out a little bit tonight or something, but I'm trying not to do too much to it, because then I'll just make it more inflamed. I took Advil, but I'm still hurting, but it's okay. But it's getting better, so. But yeah, and I'm tired. I took a nap too to maybe relax myself, wake up from it, and my body, my muscles would relax. But I had some really weird dreams. So does anyone else, if they wake up in the morning and then they go back to sleep, those dreams are freaking weird or traumatizing or something? They were pretty scary dreams. But yeah, my dreams are always insane. I feel like I have very vivid dreams, anxiety-based dreams a lot of the time. So we can talk about dreams one day. We should definitely talk about dreams. But mine are kind of traumatic, so maybe not. But anyways, moving on to today's episode. Today I'm going to be talking about college for all you guys. I know that we are all graduating high school, and we're getting ready to move into our first dorm or college apartment, whatever it may be. Maybe you're transferring. Actually, one of my close friends this year, she transferred going into her junior year to this college that I'm at University of Alabama, Roll Tide. And it was definitely a different experience for her on the transfer side. And I think it can go and be said if you're transferring to a new college, or if you're just starting out college for the very first time. I think that my advice can really help a lot of you, and I hope it does. My AC just turned off. No wonder it was so loud in here. I don't think you can really hear the AC, but it is too hot in Alabama for the AC not to be on, so sorry you guys. But I definitely have had my fair share of experiences in college. I would definitely recommend you guys go back to my previous episode, where I actually talk about one of my crazy roommates in college. I think that's one of the most craziest things that could happen. But the thing is, I guess we'll get into my first piece of advice. People are just crazy, and I think you learn this in adulting, but you also learn it for the rest of your life. Whether you're in a career path where you're at a job, or you're any parts of life, I feel like you're just gonna run into crazy people. And I don't mean medically, well, maybe, but I don't mean mentally, medically, insane, deliberately, but I just mean people who just don't make sense to you. People who don't have a moral compass, people who don't have this inner desire to be nice to people. There are just some crazy people here who are just so rude, weird. I don't mean oh my God, she's so weird. I mean weird. There is something about you that's not clicking. And yeah, actually, in my life update, episode, which is unfortunately not my YouTube channel. It's actually on my Spotify, so please go listen to it on there. I talk about actually my neighbor this year. He lives across a door from me. He's literally 20 feet away. But he is crazy, psycho. You just meet random people like that. I don't know. This is like a very broad topic, but what I want to get my message across when it comes to crazy people or weird people or psycho people is to stay true to yourself. Keep a good head on your shoulders, because as long as you have a good head on your shoulders, you will survive. I'm not saying this is like scary. I'm not trying to be like, oh my gosh, like all the scary things about college. I mean, like, I'm just trying to prepare you. I'm just trying to give you a sense of reality when it does come to college. People are just whack. People will spread random crap about you. All these rumors, people will be jealous of you. People will think they're better than you. There's just so many things that, I don't know. Maybe it's a certain college that I go to, and I will say the people that you two attend to this, the people that do attend this college are very privileged, because it's not a cheap tuition to attend the University of Alabama. Especially, we have a lot of out-of-state students, so I think it's important to remember that when I'm talking about college and, you know, attitudes. But a lot of kids don't get taught mannerisms, social cues. It's kind of jarring to really see that, but a lot of people just don't get taught the basic human decency to be nice to people. To not ruin their lives, to be moral and honest to yourself, you know, because I've experienced some people, or like I heard some stories from other people. I'm like, y'all know this isn't good for you. Like, there's this one girl, of course I won't name any names, but one of my friends had to deal with this girl who would literally threaten her and follow us around whenever we were out together in group. And she would make sure she would follow us from one location to another if she saw us out in public. And she would make all these threats like, I'm going to jump you, I'm going to beat you up. Like, basically being like super like, oh, I'm bigger than you, like I'm better than you. And just saying such hateful things and to her. And she eventually got arrested for being a psychopath. And not for that reason, but for, I guess, getting in a fight or punching somebody. I don't remember, I don't know exactly what it was. Can't find her information. Trust me, I looked. I was like, oh, I want to know. Like, I'm kind of want to know the tea. Like, what happened? But she was arrested recently. And that made sense to me. I was like, you know what? Yeah. And there's times when I'm like, I like take a step back. And I'm like, what kind of world do I live in? Like, it's insane to me. So if you have any interesting college stories, I would love to hear about them. Maybe we could do like a reading of everyone's crazy college stories and stuff like that. But I feel like you really do get smacked in the face with reality and the reality of human beings and how cruel people can be. But on the bright side, a lot of these experiences have brought me and my friends so much closer, and it gives us such a good sense of validation when we talk about these types of people and we're like, you know what? I'm so glad that we're all on the same page. Literally, me and all my friends yesterday were having like a heart-to-heart saying, I'm so glad that we know each other, and I'm so glad that we are all on the same page as of experiences and stuff like this, because freshman year and sophomore year even, before you find like a really good solid group, and if you find your solid group freshman year, a lot of people do, great for you, but I didn't really find a solid group until I was a junior, and I'm going to my senior year next semester, so it's hard. It can be hard, but just stick to yourself and you'll find the best group of people out there, I promise you. But I didn't really find like a solid group until like I met these girls, and we were kind of relaying experiences with each other and like freshman roommates and freshman experiences and guys and girls and teachers and advisors and all this stuff. And we're like, I'm so glad I'm not the only one, because you really do have this sense of feeling a little isolated when you're a freshman, because especially if you aren't going to a school with all your high school friends, because I was alone, like my brother and I didn't go to the same school, all my friends, no one, well, I knew some people who came from my high school to this school, but I wasn't really close with them anyway, so I was like, dang, I'm in this all together on my own. I was a state away from my parents, like it was very isolating my first year in college, and I think it's important to remember that you need a support system during those times. So whether that is your family or your friends from home, or even making new friends like your college roommates and stuff like that. And if that works for you, I'm so happy for you. I hope it does work for you. But just remember, everyone's experience in college is so, so different, particular, but there are things you guys can relate on. So I guess remember that. It's not going to be like a cookie cutter experience, but it is also not going to be very lonely. You might feel it as lonely at times, but you're going to run into people that you're like, wow, we've been through similar situations. I'm glad that we can relate with each other and validate each other. So that was a really long tangent about that one, but I don't know if you guys want to hear like some crazy stories, I guess. I don't know. They're kind of annoying to go back and talk about because I'm like, I don't want to give these people attention or I don't know. It's just for me, whenever I've gotten to a point where if my friend comes to me about a certain situation or a person who's just confusing, just weird, and they just don't make any sense, like the way that I don't know. There's just so many factors that come into play. I just get to the point where I'm like, you know what? That person is a waste of time to worry about. I've gotten to that point. And you will too with four. I'm kidding. I was gonna say, and you will too with this formula, $4.99. Come get it now. I don't know. I wish you guys could give you like a formula for that, but there really isn't. But you get to the point where you're like, I'm not gonna waste my time on this person. They are insane. Or you're like, you know what? I don't want that drama. I'm just gonna step away and look the other way. And that's really what's kept my peace. That's like the definition of like keeping my peace. Like what's the thing that happened like in not 2020, but like it was like I protected my peace, that's what it was. I protected my peace too hard, now I have no friends. That's kinda how it felt. But sometimes you really do have to like put yourself first and protect your peace. But once I did start doing that and really started, you know, setting boundaries with people, whew, life got a lot less stressful, I will say. Like I talked about freshman year, like in my last episode, freshman year was so stressful for me. I literally, you could see it just on me. And it was so, not saying that like if you look stressed, like, oh, you're ugly. But like for me, I know I wasn't my best self and I know I wasn't behaving to the top of my abilities. I know I wasn't, you know, like all this stuff. I wasn't the best version of myself at all because I was so stressed. And you could literally see it on my body. You could see it with how I held weight, how bloated I was, and my acne, and the breakouts, and just everything about me. You just look at me and you're just like, wow, she's stressed, or something, if you didn't know me at the time. Yeah, that's actually when I started like de-stressing, and I literally looked like I was de-stressing, like my body was getting back to normal. That's when I met my boyfriend now, and he even like looked me up on Instagram before we like officially went on our first date. And like around the first like few dates we went on, he was like, I remember looking up your account, but I didn't think it was you because that didn't look like you. And I was like, yeah, I was very different literally just a few months ago, just because I was so stressed and had all this stuff going on in my life, and you could just see it on me. So anyways, special gentle reminder to take care of your mental because it does affect your physical. But yeah, people are crazy. Yeah. That's that part. The next thing I want to get into, obviously, being at the University of Alabama, sororities and fraternities, and what kind of part they play in your life. So here at my school, it's very expensive. It was a little too expensive when I weighed out like the benefits of being a sorority versus not being a sorority, because during my freshman year, I think it had a lot to do with how my freshman year went. There was no part in which the sorority was like a bad part. I just didn't really click with the girls in there. Everyone kind of had their own group, and I was kind of like a loner. Not a loner, that sounds so depressing. I was very independent in that sorority. Like, I had my big, and I had those people that I would see and acquaintances really that I would just say hey to, like if I saw them, but I wasn't really like tight with anybody. I didn't really have that like bond or close friends. So I encourage you, if you really are about sorority life and fraternity life, please like make the effort to make friends and have those bonds. But for me, it wasn't in the cards. It wasn't something I don't know. I don't really click with anybody in there anyway. So it's no one's fault. It just happens. But yeah, if you really are in sorority life, please like actually put an effort in. I didn't because I didn't really see it fitting in later in my life anyway, so I kind of knew that I wasn't going to be in the sorority for long. But it was a fun experience. I don't regret ever being in a sorority. For the I don't think I can't I think I can say this, I think. I was in Gamma Phi Beta for freshman year, the entire freshman year, and it was a fun experience. I do love hang out with the girls, and I see them every so often nowadays. I'm like, oh my gosh, hey, how are you doing? And they don't even recognize me from, again, like I said, different person freshman year. But it was a fun experience. I definitely enjoyed that college, deep dive, and I had a lot of guidance too, because a lot of the older girls would like kind of guide you and show you things, what not to do and what to do. Especially when you go to like frat parties and band parties and stuff like that, and we can have a whole separate conversation if that needs to be, but yeah. And I think to go along with, sorority life and fraternity life, and I guess nightlife when it comes to college, is don't do anything you don't want to do. I know peer pressure can be a thing, but if you're around the right people, you're not going to be peer pressured to do anything. Let's just say that. I've seen, like, I didn't really experience it a lot freshman year, or even until, like, I guess, like, this year, like, when I, like, noticed it actually was a thing. Like, I was kind of like, oh, it's just one of those things that's over-exaggerated and just, it gives you knowledge about, the school, not the school, but it gives you knowledge about nightlife and kind of makes you aware of things that could happen, but it's not really like a thing that happens. It happens, definitely a thing that happens. Mostly, definitely with guys and fraternities. Don't get me started with guys and fraternities. Like, don't get me started with guys and fraternities. Yeah, it's, I don't know, guys and fraternities, there's. It depends. It depends what state you're from and what school you go to. But here, it's very traditional. Stupid. It's very traditional. Kind of stupid. Like pledship for freshmen, for fraternities is so dumb. But it's kind of funny. But there are certain things that fraternities here at the university have gotten in trouble for sure. And I've seen certain things, and I've heard certain things. So definitely, if you are somebody who's going to do a fraternity in college, be careful. Don't do anything you don't want to do, and if you're uncomfortable, please leave that situation. But yeah, when it comes to like just normal nightlife and peer pressure, I probably have seen it more as I got older, like in like years in college, like junior year or something. Because girls and guys, they'll both like say like, oh no, come on, like please, like come out. And I'm like, nope, nope. Even if you have to like use a friend as an excuse, do anything you can. Like you can lie in these situations. You can lie about peer pressure, like not about peer pressure, but like in a peer pressure situation, you can lie. Say like I always use my mom as an excuse. Like my mom's like even open to it. She's like, literally, if you need me for anything, like an excuse wise, literally tell them that I said no or something. So I'm always like, no, my mom like she wants me to stay in tonight, or no, she's mad at me, like I have to stay in, or oh, I have a really early morning tomorrow, like I have stuff to do. It doesn't matter. Like if you don't want to do something, just don't do it. Okay, I think that's really what got me through college, and mentally well is like when I didn't want to do something, I didn't want to do it. But also, I know it's hard because you're constantly thinking, oh my gosh, I only have 4 years. Like, I want to live out my college life now. Like, I want to do all this. But it's also important to stay on top of yourself and your studies and your career and stuff like that. So it's really hard to find a balance with that, but try to find some sort of balance. I don't think balance can exist really in college. It's just whatever you can do in the moment, it's time management, but try to find a good balance between social life and school life. But yeah, and yourself. That's really hard to balance too. Just all the three things, it's hard to balance. But anyways, I'm sorry. I feel like this episode's gonna be a little rambly, but I hope you're getting something. Hope you're getting some things. Like, what do I hope you're getting? Taking away some advice that I'm giving out and laying down. Yeah. I don't know. I'm rambly and tired. But yeah, going back to like a sorority and fraternity life, it really depends on your school, but definitely here at the University of Alabama, it's everything. I think if you're gonna come here as a freshman, I don't know how it is now, but when I was a freshman, if you weren't in a sorority or fraternity, you weren't cool. They call you Jeeds. That's what you are. I'm a Jeed now. Yeah. But as you get older, no one cares. No one cares. It is nice to have a philanthropy and have a sorority and fraternity on your resume. It does give you connections later on in life, but at the end of the day, it's not needed. And don't feel bad if you're not like in a sorority or fraternity. You can still go to these like some of these events. And if your friend is, she can take you to her day parties and stuff like that. You can still be active and social. You don't have to pay to be in a sorority or fraternity. You don't have to pay for friends. That's what a lot of people say it is. It depends how you were, but it kind of is. But for some girls and some people, they really enjoy being in like the executive part of sorority life and honing in the leadership positions because that's what's going to really get them across the board when it comes to resumes and their future jobs. So it can benefit you. It depends how you make it out to be for your life. So for me, it wasn't working for me. So that's why I was like, you know what? Probably not the best investment. But for you, if you're like, no, I'm gonna want to make this investment because I will gain all these leadership positions. I will be able to make all these connections, these friends, these resources, all this stuff. If that's what a sorority and fraternity is to you and it's worth the money for you, go for it. But yeah. And it is a lot about sisterhood and brotherhood for sure. These are connections that you will have for a lifetime. Yeah, I still follow so many of my I guess ex sorority sisters on like Instagram and stuff, and a lot of them just graduated because my big was a year above me, so she just graduated. And I am excited to see where they do end up in life, and it's gonna be fun to see like the day and night between like how I knew them in college versus their professional career paths and just seeing how people change and stuff like that. But yeah, so it is like it does have heartwarming moments, but when it comes down to it, it is what you make of it. But yeah, I guess just be wise with your decisions. And there's no shame in trying it for a semester and backing out, or trying it for a year and backing out. That's what I did. They offered that I could come back senior year if I wanted to, because they give you like a 2 year, I guess, I don't know, a 2 year like pause or whatever. And they say like, if you want to come back, you can resign and become part of the sorority again, but if you don't want to, you don't have to. And I was like, I already knew then. I was like, I'm not going to do that because one, money, but also it's like just wasn't for me. It doesn't really benefit me in any way, but I definitely don't see there's both negative and positive sides to sororities and fraternities. So I guess if you have any questions, you can DM me on Instagram, comment on here, and I can try to answer the best I can. But yeah. It's really particular to your school too, as well. So it's kind of up in the air for that. But yeah, trying to think. Oh, when it comes to advising, double check. be very well versed when it comes to how many classes you need until you graduate and what classes you do need, because a lot of the time, advisors will get it wrong, or they'll just sign you up for stuff and you already have all your four electives and they've signed you up for another one and you could have taken another class during that time or something. Like, it's, I don't know, maybe I just haven't had the best luck with advisors. But one time I had an advisor who I want a minor in PR, and she put me in an advertising and PR class. Turns out I needed a PR and advertising class, which is a completely different course. And I took that class the whole way through the semester. And I'm meeting with another advisor, like, this is the wrong class. I'm like, so you're telling me I wasted my tuition on a class that I didn't mean to take, and time, and money. I'm sorry. Advisors in college, they see so many students every single day. It's hard for them to be very like specific and specialized in every single student's like curriculum and well-being and how they're doing and stuff like that. So sometimes you have to be your own advisor a lot of the time. So just double check and be sure you check. I'm not trying to shame any of like my schools. advisors at all, but it can be hard and it's really difficult sometimes. So just double check your stuff. But when it comes to classes, show up to your classes. I know it's hard because you have your own schedule now and you work on your own schedule. If you have a life where you need to work a few jobs or you need to do something else, like I've been there before. Like I've had moments where I'm like not there presently in class, but I do have to be somewhere else where I'm traveling and I have to check up on my work and my notes, because a lot of the time teachers will post their lectures, they'll post notes, they'll post study guides, and they'll be very helpful for you if you are a type of person who doesn't need to be at class all the time. For sometimes that would work for me. In a lot of the cases, like this past semester, there's this one class that I would miss every so often because I'd be traveling for pageant land or something like that. I feel like pageant land comes across as like Disneyland, like pageant land. It's like an organization. No, I'm just talking about like in pageant land, like for pageants. That's what I mean. But if I was traveling for pageants or for New York Fashion Week or something like that, I did have classes that were fortunately flexible around my schedule. Of course, I was an in-person student, but I could get by with some classes. So, my AC just turned back on. Yay! But when it comes to classes, a lot of them won't take attendance. I guess it depends your university as well, but a lot of them won't take attendance, or they'll give you like a three attendance like leeway. So like they'll give you three unexcused absences and say like, so like if you just don't want to go to school that day, you could just sleep in. You had a hard night or something, whatever. Or if you're traveling during the weekend, it's a Friday, you have to be gone, and that's when that class is. You can use one of your unexcused absences for that. So some classes are very flexible, but it will catch up to you if you aren't careful. But yeah, but honestly, you're paying for these classes, so do your best to just go to the classes. Even if you aren't paying attention fully, just being there one will show your professor that you are there to listen. And if you need like some help when it comes to the end of your courses, turning in something late or rescheduling a test, they'll more than likely maybe give you the opportunity because they see you show up for classes. So try that. And oh, what else was I gonna say? Oh, I mean, like you're paying for it and everything. Literally, sometimes if you just sit in the classroom, your subconscious will just absorb information. Or sometimes you'll actually look up and be like, huh, interesting. I'm not encouraging you guys to not pay attention in class. Please pay attention in class. Take notes when you can. But I've understand. I've had some days where I go into class and I'm like, I'm here to sit and vegetate because I've had a hard week, or I've had a hard night, or I'm tired. So it's okay. Be gentle on yourself. College is a lot, and yeah, college is a lot. So that would come when it comes to school like that. Just be very mindful of when you are doing classes and stuff like that. What else? Oh, when it comes to major changes, I've had so many friends change their majors. I think if I didn't go into college knowing what I wanted to do exactly, I probably would have changed my major drastically. But everyone's gonna change their major. I had someone who wanted to do, I think, gen ed to something in sports medicine or something. People change their majors, it's okay. I encourage you to change it sooner rather than later. But if you do it later than rather than sooner, it's okay. Everyone changes their majors. Yeah, I haven't personally changed my major, so I can't really speak too much on this, but just know that you're not falling behind in college. You're not going to, I mean, I know everyone's trying to graduate in the 4 years, like the basic 4 years, but you're not going to fall behind. You're not going to like ruin your future career opportunities because you changed your major. Like, calm down. Everyone's figuring it out. I think that's also a big thing to think about in college, is that everyone's figuring it out. You're not always going to have everything figured out. Like, life's a mess. Life is literally, we're all experiencing it for the first time. And we're all figuring it out for the first time. I think that really does put a lot of things in perspective and puts a lot of grace on ourselves and puts a lot of ease at our expectations in life, because I know I'm a perfectionist and I want everything to be perfect, and I look at professionals in like career fields and stuff like this. I'm like, oh, I have to be exactly like that when I'm out of college. No, it took them years to get to where they are today. So just put your best foot forward when you can. And when you can't, we are all human. We are all human. So remember to have yourself, give yourself some grace. Not everything has to be perfect. Yeah, take care of yourself. I think that's another big thing to have in college is you're experiencing so many new things all at once for the very first time in a very short amount of time. I hope that made sense, but it made sense to me as I was saying. I was like, yeah, that's a lot. To be very mindful of how you're taking care of yourself. Be very mindful of how much time you're spending not alone. I think it's also important to have those self-care nights. I know it's so easy to like spend every single night with your roommates. And if that's what makes you happy and makes you feel at ease and calm, please do. But there's a lot of times in college when I just need to close my door or lock my door and have some brain rotting time or have like a little self-care night after everyone else went to bed. Like I did things for myself. And if you want to go home during the weekends, please do. Like if you need like to recharge at your family's because they give you energy in their support system, do that. Do whatever makes you feel better if you can afford it. For me, fortunately, I'm literally just like a 3.5 hour driving distance from my family and a lot of my friends too. They're from Georgia. But I know like one of my friends, she has to fly up to Boston if she wants to see her family. So it can be hard for her. But if you have the opportunity to take care of yourself to the max, try to. I know you want to experience so many things and go to so many places and do so many things all at once in college when it comes to social life, your career, classes, you're newly an adult. Like there's so many things that's happening, but it's so important to remember to take a step back, breathe, and remember that you're still so young. You have so much time to experience all these things in a reasonable amount of time. And just remember to take care of yourself. Don't rush. Don't go crazy. Just relax. Relax. Welcome to my ASMR channel. Just be very cautious about how much energy and time you're putting on yourself for other people or other things. Just take care of yourself. I think it's really important. You will lose friends. That's going to happen. Like I said, like I didn't really find a really good solid group until junior year. And it's important to remember that even if you, honestly, a lot of people find their group when they're freshmen. And I'm so glad that you guys click like that and it's easy to find people like that. But for me, it wasn't that easy. And I had to go through a few friend groups to figure out if to find out if I clicked with people and we got along, we had similar career goals in mind, because I wanted to surround myself with people who had good positive energy and wanted the best for me as I want the best for them, people who support me, people who will be there for me. It's important to set those boundaries with people. And it's hard to do because people in college, especially girls, they'll make it a whole dramatic situation, but in reality you're just like, no, I'm just setting a boundary. And yeah. And people will think of it as like, oh, you're just a little bleh. I'm not going to say it because I don't think... I'm not going to say it. Just a little... How could you be so... whatever. I'm trying to, censor myself. But people are going to just assume that you're just a terrible person. When in reality, you're just setting a boundary with somebody that unfortunately doesn't meet, I guess, your standards for when it comes to being a friend or a loved one or something like that. I think that's really important. I don't know if there's really much more to say about that. I kind of talked about that in the beginning when it came to people and friendships and relationships, stuff like that. But yeah. Also, speaking of relationships, I'm just hitting off the bat today. Speaking of relationships, please don't expect to find your lover, your forever person in college. That's kind of weird to say because I met Bryce when I was a freshman. But he went to a different college than me. He was a senior at Clemson University and I was a freshman at Alabama. Roll Tide. But the thing is, the reason that we clicked so hard is because he is one, such a nerd, but also very professional. He's very to himself. He's not crazy. Like he was never in a frat. So like, I guess what I'm trying to say is you will probably not find your the love of your life in a fraternity. Point blank. Please don't. Please do not be looking for the love of your life from a fraternity person. Fraternity person from a frat bro. That's what I meant to say. Jesus. Okay. Christina's off the rails. Because there has been so many times where either my friends or I have had an experience with a frat person with a guy from a frat guy, a frat dude. I don't know what I'm saying, you guys. It's been a long day. This like my shoulder. I'm blaming my shoulder pain. It's my shoulder pain. Have had experiences where they'll say certain things, they'll do certain things just to get what they want, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. I mean, of course, I think you can find the love of your life in college, for sure, and maybe it is someone who's in a fraternity. But most of the time, especially here at a very traditional, I'm gonna say traditional fraternity environment, it just be so careful when you're thinking about somebody you want to have like a long-term relationship with. Set those boundaries. I feel like nowadays we are setting boundaries for ourselves when it comes to long-term relationships, but a lot of the time girls aren't, and I see girls get into relationships, I'm like, please do better. Oh my gosh. So I don't know. I don't really know if that was really a point. I guess just don't expect to find the love of your life in college. Like I think, you know what? Maybe not expect, but like if you don't, it's not the end of the world. There are so many other places where you can find somebody and find somebody you really connect with, and really build like a relationship with. Like it doesn't all have to be in college. Like I know a lot of people meet their person in college. Like I do believe I found my person in college, not at my college, but like in college years. And we are doing so well. And I'd love to do like a relationship episode for sure. And talk about relationships and stuff. I know I'm only like 21 and I'm very like young. But I do think that I know a lot from literally observation. Like I'm such a like a nosy person. I love to get in everyone's business, not like get in everyone's business, but I love to observe people, especially relationships. Like I swear if I wasn't like annoyed with everybody, not annoyed, but I swear if I was, I guess, capable of handling people who were going through problems and going through situations, I'd be a therapist or a marriage counselor or something like that, because I love relationships and I love love. I just love love. I just love love. It's really it. But what I'm saying is like don't feel pressured or expected that you have to have a boyfriend by the time you graduate. I know every school is different when it comes to suitors, potential suitors, and how school life and social life is at each college. But yeah, I just don't rush it. I think the overall message when it comes to college is you're gonna feel like you need to rush so many things. You're gonna feel so influenced by your friends and everybody, and it's great. I love that I can like look at my friends and be influenced by them. I love that we can take inspiration from each other when it comes to lifestyles, goals in life, career changes, career goals, and friendships and social life. Like I love that we can like feed off each other in that way, but it's also so important to remember that you don't have to be on the same, I guess, timeline as everyone else. Everyone has a different timeline. Now there's an average timeline, of course, but we're all on different timelines. So, like for example, one of my best friends from childhood, she's not had a boyfriend, I guess, since high school. And I've had my boyfriend for like 2 years. So like we're all on different timelines. And just stuff like that. Like a lot of my friends are like dating, like newly dating these guys. They're very sweet. But I don't know. I think I was just very blessed to have met Bryce when I was in freshman, because he really was able to, I guess guide me through college. Not guide me through college, 'cause he's like we're long distance the whole time. But really like be like a support through college. I do think I met him at like the perfect time. Like I wasn't expecting it either, but I really do think I met him at the perfect time. Like he helped me so much through college and dealing with
So many things. Just so many things. So I think our timing was perfect, but everyone's timing and their timelines can be different. I think that's super important to remember. Yeah. I'm trying to think of what else to tell you guys. Ooh, one thing. Especially if you're going into a career that really hones in on experiences, like they really like merit experiences and internships, please do stuff. Like get involved with experiences and internships. I mean, in my life, like I honestly have no time to be doing too much. Like I have school, social, volunteership, pageantry, and my relationships. Like there's only so much time I have in my day, but I wish I did have some more like involvement when it came to school. When I first started, I wish I was in like a club or something. I was looking into some clubs, like fashion club or like what else was there? There's like some leadership clubs and some volunteer clubs and stuff like that. Or like mentorship clubs. Like I really wish I got into like that. Maybe I can this year, depending on how my schedule looks like. But I really did do wish that I was more involved when I got in college, especially looking into my future. So even if you aren't sure of what you're going to be doing yet with your life, because a lot of people, believe it or not, don't know what they're doing when they get into college. Our school, growing up when I was in high school and middle school, they told me, well, they were asking like, what are you going to do with your future when I was in like sixth grade. I feel like that's more normalized now, but back then my mom was like, what? They're asking you what you want to be already? I'm like, well, they've been asking since kindergarten, but yeah. No, but I mean like in serious like college, like thinking future wise, they were like, okay, sixth grade, what do you want to do? What's your career path? But yeah. What else was I going to say about that? That's a great question, Christina. But yeah, be involved. Even if, again, I'm going to repeat myself so much in this episode. Even if you don't know what you're going to do, try to get in something where it's like leadership based, because there's always something good about having some leadership experience when it comes to future careers and resumes and stuff like that. Whether it's working with kids, whether it's working for a company, working for the school, literally any kind of experience is going to help you. Especially nowadays, I don't know what the future is going to look like. I don't think anyone really does, but I know a big problem nowadays is that starter jobs will ask for experience, and you're like, well, this is my starter job. This is my experience. Can you please hire me? I don't know. I'm not graduated yet, so I don't know what the work field is going to look like. But yeah, it's going to be fun when I get there. But yeah, I've heard there's some problems, but we'll figure it out when we get there. Yeah, I'm trying to think what else. That's really a lot of information for you guys. I really don't know. There's a lot of everyone's experience in college is so unique, so different, like I've said. So I think it's just really important to, I guess, as like an overall ending message, is to stay true to yourself. Be honest about your experiences and who you are and what you do know and what you don't know. Because there would be some times when I would be trying something new and I would have to tell people, like, oh yeah, I've never done this before. Nope, never traveled over here before. Nope, never been to this type of thing before or whatever. It's gonna make your experiences in life and college so much smoother because people will be expecting you to be like the newbie, I guess. And this comes with like, you know, experimenting when you're in freshman year and you're getting into some things, if you know what I mean. But it's gonna help you a lot have a much smoother experience, and have people be more equipped on how they can help you through a new experience or handling you and stuff like that. I don't know, that's like a very vague way of putting all that, but all I'm saying is like if you are like let's say drinking underage and you haven't done that before, please tell people. I know it can be like, I guess, quote unquote embarrassing, but at the end of the day, it's probably not. It really isn't. If people make fun of you for that, it's kind of stupid. So shut up. But just be very transparent about what you have and have not done in the past. So you are safe, and you are in a safe environment and you're around safe people and stuff like that. So, yeah. super weird note to end on, but I really do think I'm gonna wrap this up. I don't know why I'm rambling so much today. I hope I feel like I pelted you guys with like so much information. But yeah, I hope that you guys learned a little bit from this. I hope this was a good episode. It feels really a lot and rambly and jambly and everything. But yeah, I have so much more advice I could give, I guess, but it really depends on your specific situation. This is really just overall advice for college, so yeah. I hope you have a good time in college if you're going to college, and I hope you have a good time if you're transferring into a new college. Just be yourself, take care of yourself, all those things, and yeah. My head hurts now. But I hope you guys have a good rest of your day. I'm going to make some dinner because it's dinner time, and I forgot lunch today. To eat lunch. I was napping through my lunchtime, so that's why. But yeah, I'll talk to you guys later, and bye.